Subject, computer, class 3, topic, managing files and folders. Hello children. You save while you work in a software. To save your work, you give it a suitable name. When you do this, the software creates a file. A file is an object that stores data. On page number 72, figure 6.1 shows files made by the Microsoft Word and Paint software. You will notice that the icons of the two files are different. Now children, as you know that a library has many books. They are arranged in such a manner so that it is easy to find what you want. Similarly, a computer has many files in it. You can arrange them so that you can find the file you want. The proper arrangement of files is known as file management. A folder is a place in the memory of a computer. It can store files. A folder can also store different folders inside it. Like a file, a folder is also represented by an icon. You can refer to page number 73, figure 6.3. You can create new files and folders. A new file that is created must be saved. It must also be properly closed. To create and save a new file, you need to follow certain steps, which is on page number 74. You can refer to that. There is another way to create a new file on the desktop. To do this, you need to follow certain steps. First, you right-click on a blank area on the desktop. A pop-up menu appears. Point your mouse pointer at New on the menu. Select the file type from the submenu. A new file will open. To create a new folder, you need to follow certain steps. First, right-click on a blank area on the desktop. A pop-up menu appears. Point your mouse pointer at New. Then click on the folder option from the submenu that appears. A new folder appears on the desktop. Type the desired name for the folder and press Enter. To select a file or folder, simply move the pointer to the required file or folder and click on it. To open a folder, you need to follow certain steps. First, right-click on the folder. A shortcut menu opens. Click on Open. The folder gets opened. You can also open a folder by double-clicking on it. Now, to open a file, you need to present in a folder. You need to follow certain steps. Open the folder where you have saved the file. Locate the file in the folder and double-click on it. This will open the file. To close a document in Microsoft Word 2010, you need to follow certain steps. Click on the File tab. Click on the Close option from the menu. If you have not saved your document earlier, a message box opens asking you to save. Click on Save if you want to save the changes and close the document. Click on Don't save if you do not want to save the changes and want to close the document. Click on Cancel if you do not want to save the changes and want to go back to your document. To close a folder, you need to follow certain steps. In the folder window, click on the Organize button. Click on the Close option from the drop-down menu. You can also close a folder by clicking on Close button on the top right corner of the folder window. Thank you, children.